Welcome everyone, it's Gio. Gio here, Geocast 22. I can't believe it's almost been a year since I started putting these out there. I started after my 40th birthday, and it's been quite an interesting year to say the least. But this episode is not going to be a recap or reflections. I'm going to save that for the next one, because I do have one more day to be exact, until I turn 41. So for those of you who've been listening the last year, thanks for reaching out, thanks for connecting. Again, I'm on Instagram at Elemental Geo if you want to connect. Love hearing feedback or things that you relate to, or even sometimes when you have questions or challenges or have a different perspective. So I love that, and I appreciate all of those who do kind of check in from time to time, and yeah, really appreciate you guys. So we came back to Canada for a little while, just because that's what we do. You know, we're trying to find the balance as to where we want to live, and trying not to be too fixated on too far in the future, like what the outcome is, and just really going with the flow. I was a little bit nervous about, well, not nervous about coming back. It was the first time when we were leaving Costa Rica. I really felt like, oh man, I don't want to leave. But we had some commitments here in Canada, you know, weddings and other things, you know, some business stuff had to get taken care of. And to come back to the Elemental Wellness Studio in Vaughan, where we have, you know, our ice baths and breath work. And it's been a while since I'd been back, so I had to come and check in. And like the more you spend in each space, you really start feeling the differences. You know, initially the differences are all in your mind, like the things you're going to miss, and the things you like. But you start to really feel into it, and the more, you know, awareness you bring into feeling. One thing that really stuck me, well, obviously love the roads in Canada, but just living this suburbia lifestyle, you know, up in the suburbs in your little box with your fence and all these like houses in a row. It's just like, wow, like what a mindset, you know, to live like that. And not that it's bad, you just kind of see when you're living out in the jungle in Costa Rica, and you have all this space and you're so close to nature. And, you know, this collective mentality kind of seeps in a lot here more, all the stress, all of the hustle and bustle, all of the things that are going on, you know, when you're put yourself in that kind of container that's filled with that energy, it kind of seeps in, you know, and when you're in the jungle, you know, what's seeping in, the plants, the ocean, the animals. And so I find that, you know, here definitely need much more practices to kind of keep you balanced and in alignment. And it's been good though to get into the routine. You know, I have my daily ice bath here. I've got an ice bath at home, so that really helps. You know, those early morning, first thing, the ice bath is my preferred time to do it. Also gives you a good testosterone spike, apparently. Boosts your metabolism, reduce inflammation, spikes your norepinephrine. And helps you to focus and be, let's say, well, I don't know, you get more productive, but that's the goal. And I started working out when I got back here, something I wasn't doing there. So, you know, a lot of changes. The routine is definitely much easier coming back here. You know, and as I was leaving there, you know, there's still a lot of uncertainty around, you know, our living situation there. You know, we got into a few investments around, you know, like a place to live, and, you know, it's been a rocky year and a half with just things coming up and challenges, and it's just challenging. It's challenging to, you know, move to a country that's very different. And initially more of the challenges were around adapting to, you know, rainy season and, you know, roads being kind of washed away and power going out and, you know, all of these kind of things, losing your internet when you're trying to work. But I think we adapted really well to that. And as we were leaving, you know, reflecting on it, I can tell this time, the first time everyone's super excited to get back. You know, kids wanted to go to Canada's Wonderland and have Amazon delivered to the house and all these kind of things. But you realize like these are kind of privileges that make your life easier, but they're not that important. And we have a great community here in Canada, and also built an amazing community down in Costa Rica. But as I was leaving, you know, I just really wanted to put closure and get clarity on, you know, what living would be like there, because it had been very clear. I definitely want to spend a lot of time down there. Permanent, I'm not sure, you know, which place it's going to be. Right now, we're kind of splitting it half and half. But there's a clear sign, like, yeah, there's definitely a future for me and the family down there. But there was this, again, this big blockage, this kind of messy tanglement with the living situation and not being exactly happy where we were. And, you know, in reflection, you know, I'm just super grateful for when we were rushing to go down there, you know, and investing in this place. It felt really good at the time, but it was a lesson about being patient. But in all fairness, you know, it helped me get down there. Helped me to start, and although there was times where I was like, I want to get out no matter what, which, you know, I feel has been a pattern in different areas of my life, different businesses where I got into quickly or didn't really feel into it. But I see now how it was like the perfect way to get down there. And one of the key shifts was, you know, when you're focusing too much on the problem, you kind of get stuck in it, and that becomes the thing. And the more energy you put into it, it'll start seeping into other areas of your life. And I started seeing that a little bit. And not only that, you know, when you're putting energy into something that's kind of like draining or siphoning off your energy, how much energy do you have to put into the things you want to create? So we did a private yahe ceremony before we left. And it was just so crazy because, you know, using that intention to kind of clear things up with, you know, my business partners and finding a solution. And just kind of letting go, accepting the way things were, accepting the fact that I had tried to do all the different things that, you know, to make it different, and just wasn't going. And, you know, the patience that was required, and shifting that into really focusing on the solution. And it's just so amazing how, like, as soon as you start shifting your mindset, the energy starts flowing in a different direction. And it reminded me, you know, my friend Luke, who also was in that ceremony with me, you know, said that the facilitator said we should talk about some of the consultas. So the consulta is like when ayahuasca speaks to you and, you know, you're asking questions and getting answers. And so, you know, he had a similar dream about different areas of his life. Some things were more stagnant, some things were messy, you know. He had like an analogy of like having a dream and walking through this house, and things were good and some things were not where he wanted to be. And it, I didn't really know why we should be talking about this, but it brought up two things. It was, the first one was when I did a fast, you know, in 2017, I didn't eat food for 55 days. And what happened was, as I was cleansing my body, my mind started getting really clear. And then what happened after that was I started organizing like my computer and my living space and all my drawers, and it kind of spread into the other areas. Because I was focusing all this energy on that, on this kind of like reset, you know, this kind of this overall cleansing process. And so as I was sharing that, I saw, you know, how it works both ways. You know, when you bring clarity into an area of your life and you really focus on that, it can spread into other areas. And if something's at the forefront of your mind, whether it's good or bad, the more you put energy into that, the more that energy is going to seep into everything else. A lot of times it's even subconscious. You know, it's not at the front of your awareness, but it's just lingering there in the back. These worries, these fears, or these intentions and these really amazing feelings of kind of creation. And so coming full circle, it was like, okay, like after the ceremony, you know, we said some prayers. We asked for kind of healing for both myself and all my partners involved, and just trying to come to like a clear solution. And literally, you know, we had listed this property for sale. It's been on the market off and on for, you know, last year. And like a week later, we get a viewing. Now, I don't know if that's going to result in a purchase, but I can see immediately how the energy's shifting. And another opportunity to buy a lot in an area that I've always thought of, like, yeah, if I was going to live in Costa Rica, I would want to live in this area. It's close to the kids' school, not far from the beach, close to like everything. You don't have to cross a river, and it, like, just opened. And again, like, I'm exploring that as well. I'm not saying that it's going to happen or not, but it looks like it's moving that direction. And it doesn't mean to kind of like push down or bury the challenge, because it's about acceptance. So really acceptance in a way of like letting go and just being okay with, hey, whatever happens here happens. not just leave it up to the universe, but hey, we tried, we put intention, and it's like, okay, like, I'm not going to let this kind of drain me, and I'm going to focus on where I can shift my energy and to create. And it's been amazing because I've also seen other areas kind of start to pick up momentum. And it just really brings up this reminder about being intentional versus trying to be controlling, trying to control your outcome, control your future, make things happen the way you think. Whereas it's just really what's most important is just setting a clear intention. It's like, how do I want to live? How do I want to create things in my life? And really focusing on that energy. And the challenges is not to push them away. It's just to bring awareness to them, to see what we can learn from them. Because, you know, if you keep making the same mistakes without trying anything different. I know there's some saying around there, like, that's kind of crazy. It's like doing the same thing, expecting a different outcome. So just, you know, a lot of movement there energetically. And ultimately, it's like, you know, how do we want to be happy? You know, like, how do we want to feel fulfilled for not just me, but, you know, the whole family and the community? So that's been an amazing kind of shift. And, you know, just trusting how things are going to unfold without fear, and just being clear on that intention. Outside of that, you know, going back to that last week again, it felt like there was three or four things. We were trying to, like, have this boat cruise. We want to organize this ceremony. And, you know, I was working on some music collaborations with some artists. And it was like the week before, I felt like everything was falling apart, where, you know, some miscommunications on the music, you know, the boat, the one we wanted, wasn't available. And then we had invited too many people, and the ceremony was going to happen, wasn't going to happen. Certain people started hearing about it, wanted to come. And it just created all this commotion. And, you know, the mind is kind of like, oh, man, it's all falling apart. But what actually was happening was all those things weren't in alignment. You know, I think we were using my mind too much to make it work. But really need to communicate with all the other people, really to understand where they're coming from, really to understand, you know, what, you know, they were looking to get out of each one of these things. And as I addressed each one by one, you know, like the music thing, it felt like it was really falling apart, you know, probably miscommunication or lack of communication on my end. But it opened up this deeper conversation with the other party, where I feel like the bond was created even deeper. You know, we had to realign, but now we're going to release that next month. And I won't mention who it is yet. I'll wait for the release, but I'm so excited about it. And it's such a beautiful thing that they were proud of the end product, and so was I, and just really changed the arrangement and how we wanted to kind of release it and support each other, and just became such a beautiful experience where at one point it felt like, oh, everything's falling apart. Same thing with the boat cruise, same thing with the ceremony. At one point the ceremony was canceled, the boat cruise was might not going to happen. But, you know, it's just like, okay, let go of what I want, how I want it to be, and really just speak to everyone and just see, like, can we find something? Can we find a way to align? And they all happen in the most perfect way. And so, you know, if things are falling apart in your life, it's probably just a realignment that's happening. It's probably about, like, hey, like, let go of the way you think it's supposed to be. And just check in with your intention. If you're working with other people, it's like, hey, like, communicate with them. Really listen to what their expectations are, what they're feeling, and see if you can come to a middle ground or be okay with it not happening at all. And it was usually when I was okay, if this doesn't happen, then it's fine. You know, like, it's not meant to be. I'm not going to force it. And it reminds me of, like, even at Elemental, when I was just like, okay, when I accepted, when I started Elemental in 2017, and we had all these issues and went over budget and delayed, and I just wanted to give up. And, you know, when I accepted, like, okay, like, if I fail, it doesn't define who I am. And I'm just going to accept that this may not work, maybe too soon, may not be the right area, all the stories I had in my head. And when I let that go, I just focused on, hey, what's my intention? I want to help people. I want every single person that walks through here, I want to make sure that they're the most important person in the building. And that evolved into some most amazing relationships, experiences. What I thought it was going to be definitely was something totally different. And now I see that back, you know, 5 years later, coming full circle, more than 5 years now. But and all the amazing, I guess the word is abundance that came from that, you know, because profit comes in many different ways. It's not just financial, you know, the relationships, the experiences, the opportunities, the community, the connection. And so here we are back getting to the routine, you know, and, you know, the one other thing that kind of came up in these last couple of weeks was, you know, out of Elemental Rhythm, we're making all this amazing music, and there's been talk of, like, why don't we start a record label? And, you know, even some of these interactions with some of the musicians and some of the realignments, it's like, how do we create something that's different, that's unique, that's special, that really supports the artist, that's very reciprocal in nature, where, you know, we can create breathwork, create experiences for people, we create support for the artists. And, you know, again, learning from past mistakes is not jumping in, really getting clear on the intention, really inviting in certain people that may want to be a part of it. And it's like, once I start like planting that seed, creating this beautiful environment or container, like almost like the analogy, like a garden, it's like, hey, before you plant a seed, before you try to grow anything, you know, like, does it have the right sun? Are you the right soil? It's the right place, the right intention? Like, what do you actually want to grow here? And so just inviting a few people to the conversation that I think would be amazing, like founders, and people are just showing up, and this vision to create a label where we can have really intentional music with really intentional artists that are really just trying to share a message of love, awareness, reflection, connection to, you know, this divinity, you know, to speak through the music. And, you know, all my experience with plant medicine, I've seen like how these musicians kind of evolve. And if you listen to my last episode, when I was playing in my room with the medicine, you just like open this channel to share a feeling, to share a message, to share something from your heart. So I've been inspired to create more music and to see how this kind of label idea wants to be born, you know, to really share these live experiences, these live recordings where something special happens, where you're kind of channeling this feeling and you connect in a group. And there's so much more to it. But one of my early plant medicine experiences, I was in a ceremony and this song came on called I Am, and it was by Icona. I highly recommend looking up this song online. Icona, it's the live performance of I Am from Yoga Fest or something like that, where Aka and Pauline, the couple, that it opens with this dialogue. It's just such a beautiful, empowering song. And when I initially went to Costa Rica, I played that song at a breathworks, and here's how synchronicity works. I played that song at a breathwork experience, and the principal of my kids' school came to check it out, and she had an amazing experience. She shared, hey, you know that song you played, like, Icona, like Pauline and Aka, they live not too far from here, or they were in the area or something like that. You need to connect with them. And I'm like, okay. So, you know, I had set that intention then, which was like back in September 2021. And the last week before we left this last time, I got to connect with her and Roxy, of course, who's a music producer for Elemental Rhythm. And it was just amazing. You can see some of the videos on my Instagram, and I'll share a clip of the song here at the end here. It was just kind of like that trust and patience and some of these signs from the universe that kind of are guiding you along the way. It's like, yeah, keep going. Don't get too caught in your head of the way it's supposed to be and how you want it. It's just trust, you know, live a life of intention, meditate, clear out all of the, energy or the thoughts or the beliefs that are siphoning your energy, and just really focus on what you want to create. And so it was just such an amazing experience how you just connect. We created, you know, we weren't even there for a long time, but some of the music that came out was beautiful. Oh, my dog is getting excited, if you can hear in the background. And so just to wrap, you know, this last year, it was just this perfect way to kind of leave and come back for this trip here to Canada. And I'll share that song. And as the record label or whatever you want to call it, this music project comes more to light, I'll definitely share more. But I want it to be a lot of collaborations, a lot of really just using the music to kind of share and to inspire. And so I've been inspired not only to write a book, but maybe to write a few songs as well. So yeah, I'll keep you guys updated on that. So I'll put a little clip of that on here as well. Hope you enjoy it. Please connect, subscribe to all the things if you feel connected. And yeah, reach out to me on Instagram. I'd love to hear from you. Share what you've been up to. If there's anything you want me to talk about or share about, I'd love to share that too. All right, this is Gio signing off. Next episode will be reflections on the last year, some of the learnings to summarize there, and to set some intentions for this next year. 41. I don't know if that's an important number or not, but I'm starting to like feel younger and younger and not worry so much. Well, I never really worried about my age, but it's crazy how quick 40 comes. You know, you start thinking like, wow, things were like 20 years ago or 30 years ago. And well, here we are, and you are where you are. That's where you are. Okay, have a great day, have a great weekend. Love you. Peace.
Because